Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. The courts are holding rap mogul Sean Diddy Combs without bail in his federal sex trafficking and racketeering case. Prosecutors are accusing Combs of running a criminal enterprise that includes sex trafficking, prostitution, and kidnapping, among other crimes. CBS's Jerika Duncan reminds us about the victim in the case.
The allegations in the indictment focus on one victim in particular. It appears to be the same victim named in that civil lawsuit in which Combs settled last November with his longtime former ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura. In the beginning, Combs denied those allegations of wrongdoing, but when video surfaced in May of this year, about 6 months after that settlement in November, it showed him hitting and kicking and dragging Ventura at a hotel. He later would go on to apologize.
Wednesday, the Federal Reserve is expected to cut interest rates for the first time in over 4 years. Greg McBride is a senior financial analyst for Bankrate.com. He explains how inflation is impacting this decision.
With inflation having gone from 9% now down below 3% and working its way closer to 2%, they're comfortable taking the foot off the brake pedal so the interest rates aren't as high and aren't as much of a headwind to the economy.
The FBI continues to investigate Sunday's apparent assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump and a possible motive. CBS News correspondent Manuel Bojocarez reports.
On the island of Oahu in Hawaii, that is where the suspect Ryan Routh lived. There are as many as 8 agents, including from the FBI, in his home and around the home in an apparent search for evidence, something that is being called court authorized. He also lived at one point in North Carolina, where we're told that they were speaking with relatives.
A merger is in the air. The Transportation Department is allowing Alaska Airlines to acquire rival Hawaiian Airlines. CBS News' Chris Van Cleve is following.
Alaska says it now intends to close the $1.9 billion transaction in the coming days. The combined carrier will bolster Alaska's position as the nation's fifth largest airline while giving it a bigger presence in Hawaii and several key West Coast markets. The carrier will also inherit its first wide-body fleet capable of serving destinations across Asia from the West Coast. Alaska says it plans to maintain the Hawaiian brand even after the merger.
Tennis icon Billie Jean King is about to get another honor. She'll become the first individual female athlete to be awarded the Congressional Gold Medal. King is a tennis Hall of Famer and already has the Presidential Medal of Freedom. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Kitchen's Open on WFHR, a feature within the morning show every Monday at 9. Join me, Melissa Kay, and my guests to learn about food-related topics that will interest and entertain.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance held a rally in Eau Claire Tuesday. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden spoke as well. It was Vance's second stop in Eau Claire in 6 weeks. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris is set to campaign Friday night in Madison. People in southwest Wisconsin are just learning about a cyber attack that happened 11 months ago. Terry Bell reports.
People in and around Richland Center were notified over the weekend about a cybersecurity incident from almost a year ago. Richland County officials confirmed their server was hacked on or about October 4th of last year. Toll-free number has been set up to help people with questions. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Milwaukee's homestand is off to a good start. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers got 2 home runs from Willie Adames and took down Philadelphia 6-2 on Monday. With the win, the Brewers can clinch a division title and a playoff berth Tuesday with a win and a Chicago Cubs loss. Milwaukee gets the Phillies again this afternoon in Game 2 of a 7-game homestand that also includes Arizona. Quarterbacks in the state of Wisconsin have had some misfortune this fall. Badgers QB Tyler Van Dyke will miss the rest of the season after tearing his ACL in Saturday's loss to Alabama. Alabama. Braden Locke will take over behind center for Wisconsin. The Badgers are off until a week from Saturday when they take on USC. The injury bug bit the Packers last week when Jordan Love was hurt late in the season opening loss to the Eagles and then missed Sunday's game with the Colts. Coach Matt LaFleur said that his return will strictly be a medical decision and that Love can play even without practicing this week, although he prefer Love get in some work. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies and light winds for the overnight, mid-50s by sunrise. For your Wednesday, sunny skies, a south to southeast breeze and highs in the middle 80s. For Wednesday night, we'll see partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-50s.
It's 66 at our studios.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Carl and Peggy Hendricks from the Hendricks Distillery in Oshkosh. And Sarah Enwald, Festival Manager for Festivals of Cedarburg, joins to discuss Cedarburg's Wine and Harvest Festival.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Just a reminder, I've got a new book out, The Hidden History of the American Dream. I'll be signing it at Frugal Muse Bookstores on October 9th in Darien near Chicago. Please call and let them know you're coming. Or at Powell's City of Books on Tuesday, October 15th here in Portland. The only two events I'm doing, other than just, you know, being here on this program every day. The book, as I mentioned, is The Hidden History of the American Dream. Sam Alito and German right-wing aristocrat. This is just another bizarre story. This is by Martin Pengelly over at The Guardian. And it's about Sam Alito and Leonard Leo and the Napa Legal Institute, which is has on its among its directors a fellow named Alan Sears, who's the founder of Alliance Defending Freedom, which was the principal driver of the Dobbs decision. They brought that case to the Supreme Court. This is all tied in with Sam Alito and Leonard Leo and this ultra-right-wing Catholic group. And it turns out a very strange woman from Germany who, I mean, this is just very, very strange. Let me get her entire name here. Gloria von Thum und Taxis. And in 2018, she told the New York Times about hosting a dinner hosted in Rome by James Harvey, an American cardinal, and sponsored by the Napa Institute. And the Napa Institute is, that's, you know, Leonard Leo is the director of the Napa Institute Legal Foundation. And as I said, this guy who runs the Alliance Defending Freedom is a director of the Napa Institute, and he's the guy who brought the Dobbs decision before the Supreme Court. And then Sam Alito goes and is the guest of this 64-year-old German woman. She's a former punk turned billionaire, also known as Princess TNT. And she has close ties to the Alternative for Deutschland party, the AfD party, which is the new neo-Nazi German party. And she gave, she gifted Sam Alito with a visit and some very expensive concert tickets and a visit to her castle. There's a picture of her and Alito and Brett Kavanaugh posing at the Supreme Court in 2019. She told German media that Alito and his wife, Martha Ann, attended a concert at her castle in Bavaria last year as, quote, private friends. Carolyn Ciccioni, the president of Accountable.us, says, when a Supreme Court justice like Sam Alito pals around with influential right-wing figures like Princess Gloria von Thum und Taxis and Leonard Leo, it raises questions about fairness and impartiality. These relationships aren't just about gifts. They reflect a deeper effort to manipulate our legal system in ways that could impact the rights of everyday people. What's disturbing, Ciccioni writes, is that this happens behind closed doors at parties at a Bavarian castle away from public scrutiny. We're talking about relationships that can affect everything from reproductive rights to environmental protections. The American people deserve a judiciary that serves justice impartially, Ciccione said, not one that can be bought. Amen. I mean, the more we learn about Sam Alito, and of course, you know, we already know Clarence Thomas is probably the single most corrupt Supreme Court justice in the history of the entire American legal system. And Sam Alito is apparently not far behind him. And of course, you know, then you got John Roberts, whose wife has already taken $10 million from companies that, you know, want to do business with the Supreme Court. I mean, it's just bizarre. Meanwhile, the Republicans are demanding that the press stop calling them fascists. I predicted this last week. Actually, I predicted this after the, no, it was several weeks ago, 9 weeks ago, I guess, when there was the Trump assassination attempt, the first one. And, you know, the bullet went whizzing by and all that. And I said, you know, just watch. They're going to start saying Democrats caused this. Democrats better shut the F up. And sure enough, they're saying it. I mean, literally, they're saying it. And now Congressman Byron Donalds, a Republican from Florida, he's taking it a step further. He was on Fox News yesterday. And he said that the Harris campaign should take down their ads, especially ads that mention Project 2025. He said, what she should do is go through all the ad campaigns that they're running in the battleground states, of course. Anything that references being destructive of democracy and all the other tropes and lies, Project 2025, all that stuff, it should all come down. Right. Because when all you have to offer the American people is ending union protections, freezing the minimum wage at $7.25 an hour, doing away with Obamacare so people can now, you know, so insurance companies can now refuse to pay for our bills if we have pre-existing conditions, and we can't keep our kids on our insurance until the age of 26. Doing away with Obamacare, doing away with Medicare, privatizing Medicare, doing away with Social Security, privatizing Social Security. These are all things, you know, shutting down our public schools nationwide and replacing it with church-run schools and anti-science schools and bizarre right-wing academies, all whites-only academies and things. I mean, this is the stuff that is Project 2025. This is the Republican agenda. They used to be honest about it. They used to be upfront about it. You know, Mitt Romney, hey, corporations are people, my friend. I mean, they used to just own it, right? Remember Mitt Romney saying, you know, 47% of Americans don't even pay income taxes, you know, essentially implying why the hell are they voting? Why are we giving them rights? Well, because they make so little money they don't have to pay income taxes. They're working people. They're just making less than 20 grand a year, I mean, or whatever the bottom income tax bracket is. But this is, again, this is just exactly what I predicted. Just to, you know, meanwhile, the Republicans are continuing to try to incite violence down in Springfield, Ohio, just to grab another news cycle. This is, Rachel Maddow was talking about this Monday night, last night on her TV program. And, you know, she pointed out that the example that she gave was a kid sitting in his classroom and he hasn't studied for the exam and this exam is going to be a big deal. And so what does he do? He pulls the fire alarm. Well, you know, he gets in trouble. He gets caught. He gets in trouble. But still, the exam gets called off. And that's what Trump is trying to do. This is what Trump and Vance are trying to do. They're trying to distract us from the exam, the election, distract us from the issues by getting all of us to talk about, you know, them lying about immigrants in Ohio. And they're willing to take the hit. They're willing to have people call them liars on national news. I mean, this morning at NPR, they were literally, you know, they were using the word falsehood. You know, it's a sanitized version of the word lie. But, you know, they were pointing out that Trump and Vance are lying to the American people. National media is pointing it out. But Trump and Vance don't care. They want us talking about this because then we won't be talking about their plans for Social Security. We won't be talking about their plans for health care. We won't be talking about their efforts to stop, so far successful efforts, by the way, through the court system, to stop the Biden administration from doing away with student loan debt or reducing student loan debt. I mean, it's just, and the result of this, and this is our hate alert, in this hour, is that Governor Mike DeWine, the Republican governor of Ohio, says there have been now 33 bomb threats that have shut down facilities in Ohio, so in Springfield so far. And he's suggesting that that most of these are coming from another country outside the United States. Now, he didn't offer any evidence for that, and he didn't name the country. I'm guessing he's talking about Russia, because he knows that Putin wants Trump elected. I mean, Putin desperately wants Trump elected. He said, and this is Mike DeWine, he said, we have people, unfortunately, overseas who are taking these actions. Some of them are coming from one particular country. We think that this is, you know, one more opportunity to mess with the United States, and they're continuing to do that. But Trump and J.D. Vance are continuing to double down, triple down, and continue saying, oh, yeah, no, no, that's, we're, you know, this is real. And it's not real. Nobody's eating pets in Springfield, Ohio. And the Haitian immigrants are not there illegally. They are legal immigrants into the United States, something that we want. And Springfield invited them there. They needed workers. This was a town that was dying. And now you've got people afraid to leave their homes because Trump and Vance are lying to us as a political strategy to win an election, and it might, and it's working for them. They have succeeded in refocusing the entire conversation in America back toward immigration, which is what they want, and away from the toxicity of their own programs.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's just amazing how often the media just falls for this stuff. It's 16 minutes past the hour. What say you? I'll pick up your calls whatever it is.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called a King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's just,
a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself? Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster? It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. As the cool fall breeze settles in, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. My favorite, the bamboo sheet set. Made from premium viscose and bamboo, these sheets are unbelievably soft and get even softer with every wash. Plus, if you're like me and get too warm at night, you'd love how breathable and temperature regulating they are. But it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch knit bamboo pajama set is another must have. Louise ordered these and said they're like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new men's performance sleep short, designed for comfort and breathability. They'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap around your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. So treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom and use that code Tom, T-H-O-M, for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom, and don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall. That's the hour, picking up your calls here. Kim in Minneapolis. Hey, Kim, what's on your mind today?
A couple things. One, I'm an immigration lawyer, so I have a lot of thoughts about Springfield, but I'll hold those for a second. The other is, I think the Dems are making such a mistake by not actively campaigning, having a presidential campaign presence in states like Iowa, Ohio, Florida. Maybe they've got one in Florida now. But these are all states that went for Obama in 08 and 2012. And the idea that we can just see the electoral map or just throw up our hands like, oh, well, what are we going to do about the rubes? It's not going to work in the long run at all.
I agree with you. And the reason why I believe that Obama won all those states was twofold. Number one, we had Air America Radio. It had been on the air for 3 years, and we were in all those states. We were in every state in the union. And I think that we helped create the whole purple state thing, number one. And number two, Howard Dean was running the DNC, if my memory serves me correctly, and he had this thing mm-hmm. called a 50-state strategy, which was we're not going to give up on any state. And I think you're absolutely right, Kim.
Yeah, and I just want to say also just briefly, so in Minnesota even, the Harris campaign apparently did not plan to have a presidential campaign presence here at all, even before they got Walz on the ticket. Mm. And so Hillary only won Minnesota by fewer than 50,000 votes. So, again, you can't just take anything for granted. I mean, it's maddening. Yeah. And quite frankly, given what a schmuck J.D. Vance is, particularly with this Springfield stuff, I mean, I think Ohio should be within reach.
I agree.
Maybe that's just me.
I agree. Well, the problem is that Mike DeWine has, you know, bounced about 1 million people off the voting rolls. I mean, his purging of the voting rolls of people specifically in Cincinnati, Columbus, and Cleveland, and, you know, black people living in these cities, was taken to the Supreme Court in 2018. And that was the Supreme Court decision where five Republicans on the court said, yes, you can bounce those people off. You know, this is no longer a violation of the Voting Rights Act. So,
I have a quick solution for that.
Okay, go for it.
No, real quick. So immigration reform. If we, by some miracle, get a trifecta, everyone always talks about blah, 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 border, 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 enforcement, enforcement, and oh, yeah, immigration reform in the background. But nobody really knows what that means, right? I mean, you could very easily run a program that says, if you've been here 5 years, paid taxes, blah, 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 Now you're a permanent resident, and because 5 years is the qualifying period for good moral character for citizenship, you are automatically eligible for citizenship at the same time, and you would never have a Republican majority again in this country.
Yeah, I think you're right, Kim. I think you're right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ann in Trinity, Florida. Hey, Ann, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's up?
Hey, Tom. Thank you very much for what you do. I was calling in with two just kind of quick thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
One is that the Democrats need to think very thoughtfully about the words that they use. We should really learn from Frank Luntz. Democrats tend to say, I'm disheartened or I'm disappointed. And I think that they need to be using words more like, I'm disgusted,
mm-hmm.
instead of horrible, horrific.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maximize the word usage a little bit. And the other thought that I have is, both of these people, the one that did actually attempt to shoot at Trump and then the one that was just outside of his Mar-a-Lago, one of the golf courses,
mm-hmm.
Both of those people were his supporters.
Correct.
And he did something that caused them to no longer be.
Right.
And I would say that it kind of reminded me of a story that I think it's more of God sending him a message. I think of the story of the guy that, you know, he's out in the water, his boat has sank, and a guy on a raft comes to him and says, do you want to hop on? I'll take you back to shore. And he says, no, I'm waiting for God to save me. And then a guy with a canoe comes, and then he says, no, I'm waiting for God to save me. And then when he gets to heaven, God says, I sent you two people. They tried to save you.
Right.
You turned them both away.
Right. Yeah,
I remember the story. And that kind of came to mind a little bit. So I think that we could turn it around a little bit more and more of being, because they're all about messages that God is sending. You know, the climate is a message and things like that, that I think that this could be a message for Trump that God is trying to send him about his ways.
Yeah. You know, you don't even need God. I mean, you know, nature is, you get to go back to Thomas Jefferson's language in the Declaration of Independence, where he referred to nature's God. You know, John Adams wanted him to make it the Christian God. But nature is yelling at us, too, you know.
Yes, via climate, it most certainly
is. Yeah.
It's screaming, yeah. Screaming, no, as a matter,
you know,
of fact.
People are dying. I mean, literally, every week, you know, Americans, people all around the world, of course, but Americans and also are regularly dying from climate change. And, you know, we need to take this stuff seriously. And I'm out of time, but
think where we would be if Al Gore was elected.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you so much. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
33 bomb threats now in Springfield, Ohio. And Trump and Vance are continuing to push this lie.
Would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root causes of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at tomhartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly 3 times more effectively than diet and exercise alone.
Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superberine and get 15% off. Just go to superberine.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superberine, B-E-R-I-N-E, superberine.com. And the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get a free month's supply of Superberine and 15% off. That's superberine.com, code TOM, superberine.com. It's a J.B. Vance, L.G. Griff, sell lies with a smile, cause you never want to drift from the suburbs to the Senate. You climb so high on the backs of the poor while you spread your lies. He wrote a book about his kin with a condescending tone, blaming them for failures they couldn't have known. Tons of policies that keep the rich on top, while the poor keep sinking, they can't make it stop. It's a J.B. Vance, L.G. Griff, selling lies with a smile, catching everyone adrift from the suburbs to the Senate. It climbs so high on the backs of the poor while you spread your lies. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. Would you be nice enough to spell the name of your source for the Laura Loomer BJ story?
Yeah, it's Seth Abramson. And hang on just a minute. I'll give you the name of his, the URL of his newsletter. There we go. It's SethAbramson.substack.com, SethAbramson.
And the name of his source was Leo something or other?
The name of his source was Milo Yiannopoulos, who was in the media. There, you know, there was a lot of talk about him when the Mueller investigation was going on.
Can you spell that?
Yeah, hang on just a second. Milo is M-I-L-O. Yiannopoulos is Y-A-A-N-N-O-P-O-U-L-O-S.
And Tom, could you imagine what the news cycle would be today if Kamala or Governor Walz had an affair like this?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, or if there was even speculation, yes. And this is pretty loud speculation. I mean, this guy was Laura Loomer's campaign manager. He ghostwrote her autobiography, and now he's the one who's saying that she's telling anybody who will listen that she's been, shall we say, performing on or for Mr. Trump. I don't know. I'm trying to be use a euphemism here, but yeah, I'm with you, Larry. Thank you. Thanks for the call. Larry in Fort Bragg, California. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's up?
I'm just curious. I haven't heard anything said about it on your program yet, but I watched Greg Powell's movie over the weekend, and I, pretty dramatic, but and some stuff I didn't know. But what I wanted to ask was, doesn't that film put Brian Kemp as a linchpin to all these corporations?
Yeah.
And shouldn't that be talked about a lot more?
Well, the point of the film is that he's pushing people off the voting rolls. You know, he's preventing people from voting, and he's got this new law to allow him to do it, and it's going national. Other states are adopting, other Republican-controlled states are adopting these devices to prevent Democrats from ever taking control of their states, you know, particularly Texas and Florida.
Yes, I did appreciate that that's the major aspect of the film. Right. But I'm just saying that Brian Kemp looks awfully guilty in a lot of different places here.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
And I think that should be talked about a little bit.
It would make a good follow-up movie. It absolutely would. And probably tomorrow. We've got a seven-minute clip from the movie that Greg put together for us with an introduction by Martin Sheen. And I'm going to play it here on the program probably tomorrow, maybe the next day. You know, I want this movie to get some publicity. You can see it over on Greg's website, gregpalace.com. Larry, thanks for the call. Go ahead.
Since Brian was, hello?
Yeah.
since Brian has been palling around with all these industry moguls, it just seemed really ominous to me, that's all.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'll go with that.
Thank you.
And thanks for planting that thing. Would you say Thursday?
What thing?
You were going to play the thing from the
clip from the film. We just got it last night, and I'm probably going to play it tomorrow or the next day. I don't know yet. I've got to talk to Louise and Sean about
okay,
it.
Okay, great. Go on to the next person. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Larry.
You have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Mary in Seattle. Hey, Mary, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I just wanted to say that on immigration, which is the Republicans' biggest weapon, biggest fear that they're, trying to terrorize everybody with. And first of all, immigrants come here certain times every year during harvest. We know they pick the grapes and different fruits. So there's going to be a surge at times. Okay, the farmers, I grew up in farm areas. Certain times of the year, and just like Eastern Washington, they have housing and everything for people to come here mm-hmm. to do that work.
Yeah, for seasonal fruit pickers, basically, yes.
Right, and they go from, Florida to Texas to California, mm-hmm. all over. So the Republicans are using that. Number two, how many of us need immigrants? I don't need any. I'm sure the average person doesn't need any. The rich Republican people are the ones that need them. Mm-hmm. The giant businesses that hire them and can pay them less money. And that's a surge. That's why they're coming here. They know their jobs. And remember, you brought it out years ago when I first started listening to you. You said some of these companies have employment agencies in South America and other countries that actively recruit people. They're not sneaking over the border. They're flying them in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know construction workers.
Yep, absolutely. And they advertise in magazines and newspapers south of the border in Spanish. Yes.
Yeah, and I know construction workers that come here. And mm-hmm. if you go to any job site, I know in Seattle, it's people from like South America and the whole crew, and like you'll go there looking for a house or something, and they say, we know speak English, and they won't even, talk to people or talk mm-hmm. to us. And so if the Republicans and the rich companies are bringing these immigrants in and they know they surge at certain times of the year, they're tricking everybody, just like they're lying and tricking about Springfield, Ohio, and that threat. And the companies are saying, hey, these Haitians here are working. They're not. And one guy said, I own a company, and he had trouble hiring people in his area. He said, the Haitians are not on drugs. They come to work every day. They work very hard.
Yep.
And, they know if they get in trouble, they'll get deported. So you have these things going, and I can't believe the Republicans, every lie they tell is what they're doing. They're accusing the Democrats of causing these immigrants. They are the ones, the rich people that own the oil companies, that own the stores, and all this price gouging is the Republicans. And then they're saying, it's Vice President Harris and it's Biden that are the reason your prices are so high. So who owns Kroger? Who owns Standard Oil? Who owns all these companies that are gouging the rent companies that we know now are almost like a monopoly almost. Mm-hmm. They're buying up.
No, it's a major problem, Mary, all across the country is the monopoly power,
problem, but
the
I'm
pricing
saying
power of these giant monopolies.
Yeah, they're using to scare people to vote for them is lies that they're making up and things that they're doing. Like Trump, he's like, I don't know why these people are being violent. And he's saying, I'm going to kill everybody if you don't vote for me.
Yeah, well, he's not literally saying that. But, yeah, no, your point is well taken. Mary, thank you for the call. Jackie in Port Townsend, Washington. Hey, Jackie, what's up?
Hi. Thanks for your great show again. Because I believe the Constitution was written to protect democracy and citizens, I think that we have standing to use the First Amendment in a categorical approach. which is an entire category of speech that falls outside the First Amendment. And there's precedent, Schneck versus United States and the 13th Amendment, that speech may be proscribed when it constitutes a clear and present danger. And Brandenburg versus Ohio, the test prohibits the suppression of speech except where such advocacy is directed to inciting or promoting imminent lawless action and is likely to incite or produce such action.
Right, this is a well-established legal doctrine. What's your point?
Well, Springfield, Ohio.
Oh, you're saying that what Trump and Vance are doing right now are prohibited speech, essentially, and should be treated as such.
Yes.
It's incitement to riot.
I know political speech has the highest value, but other categories receive less protection or no protection.
Yeah.
So
here's what Trump knows. He knows that nobody's going to enforce that law against him. He knows that he's a special boy. He has different rules.
This nobody's above the law is not right, and that has got to go.
Yeah, well, nobody's above the law except, according to six Republicans on the Supreme Court, Donald Trump. And he is definitely above the law. In fact, he can break the law if he simply calls it an official act. I completely understand what you're saying, and I agree with you, Jackie. And I think that this kind of speech, there should be legal consequences for this kind of speech. But it ain't going to happen, sadly. I would love to see Merrick Garland, put together an indictment of these guys. Jackie, I got to run, but thank you. I mean, but it would probably backfire. I mean, they'd go yelling and screaming, oh, they're trying to censor us, they're trying to censor us. There's just no bottom with Trump and Vance. There's just literally no bottom.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 46 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box. The next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com. N-O-K-B-O-X. .com. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
CBS News Brief, as we're learning more about Sean Diddy Combs' alleged criminal operation, prosecutors say Combs held elaborately produced sex parties, CBS's Thane Rosenbaum explains.
These so-called freak-offs were held in various cities in which Combs has houses. So there is a charge of transporting women to engage in prostitution.
Greg McBride from Bankrate explains how the stock market will react if the Federal Reserve cuts interest rates as expected.
Markets will probably throw a hissy fit if the Fed only cuts by a quarter instead of a half. But yeah, that's kind of missing the forest for the trees. If the Fed isn't cutting as aggressively, it means the economy's in better shape.
Former President Donald Trump was in Flint, Michigan, talking about the Good Samaritan who gave police a tip to help catch the bad guy.
Think of this. She goes in, she takes pictures of the plate, and then she sends the pictures into the sheriff's office.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cooper Lawrence.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Yeah.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Miss Wisconsin pageant is on the move. The scholarship contest will be in New Berlin starting next year. Miss Wisconsin had been in Oshkosh since 1963. The organization is thanking Oshkosh in a social media post. Three Miss Wisconsins went on to become Miss America during the contest's 61-year run in Oshkosh. The healthcare group that closed hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls is making some big donations. James Kelly reports.
The organization has donated $9 million to the Eau Claire Community Foundation, $4.6 million to the Community Foundation of Chippewa County, and $330,000 to Chippewa Valley Technical College. Local governments are still working to address the loss of healthcare access in the HSHS departure. I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Given his penchant for words and his ability to write and perform stinging satire and parody like no one else on TV, you would think the last person producers of the Emmys would want to rile up would be Last Week Tonight host John Oliver. While Oliver was giving his acceptance speech for Best Scripted Variety Show and honoring his family's recently deceased dog, who he credits with being with his family at his wedding through the pandemic and two pregnancies, music was cued to play him off. At first, he tried to talk over the music, but as it crescendoed, Oliver yelled, F you, there you go. Can't wait to see what he says about the Emmys on a future show. Speaking of the Emmys, there was good news in regard to the broadcast, aside from what happened to John Oliver. Viewership was up 54% and reached almost 7 million viewers, which is up from the 75th annual broadcast in January, which saw record low numbers. The 75th annual Emmys were held in January due to the writers and actors strike in 2023. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies and light winds for the overnight, mid-50s by sunrise. For your Wednesday, sunny skies, a south to southeast breeze and highs in the middle 80s. For Wednesday night, we'll see partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-50s. It's 60 at our studios.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, Ted, I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a Hump Day edition. We have from the Lincoln Project, Trigvi Olson, and Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow. Be here.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Advance with these attacks on social media and media in general. This is domestic terrorism that they're engaged in. And I don't understand why social media platforms, for example, there's no regulatory agency to prevent this from happening.
No, Section 230 of the Telecommunications Act allows these social media companies to have an exemption from liability that does not exist for newspapers, radio stations, television stations, and whatnot.
Well, if anybody engages in this type of behavior, you and I will be probably arrested and thrown in jail. He's using the media to incite violence against other people. He is a danger to society.
Yeah.
Why is it that this man cannot be stopped? I don't understand that.
Well, you know, number one, social media can behave as irresponsibly as they want. It's made, you know, Mark Zuckerberg into the richest millennial in the world. He owns 1/50th of all millennial wealth in America, 2% of all millennial wealth, just one guy. And it's because basically there's no rules. You know, there's no rules on social media. And this is a problem, Alfredo. It's the Section 2.
Yeah, it's a problem. They're self-regulated. That's a problem, I think. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, if I behave in this manner in Twitter or any other platform, they will remove me immediately. But this guy can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And, you know, per the previous conversation, I would love to see Merrick Garland say, no, that is hate speech. That's not protected speech. But it's not going to happen in the political campaign. And frankly, I doubt the Supreme Court would back him up.
When it comes to free, you have to remember the free speech is not absolute. There are limitations to free speech.
Well, I know.
Free speech doesn't, free speech doesn't condone violence or the promotion of violence or hatred.
You're right. You can't, yell fire in a crowded theater, which is exactly what Trump and Vance are doing. But like I said, nobody is going to prosecute them for it, even though they should. Alfredo, thank you for the call. Brian in Coralville, Pennsylvania, or Coatesville, Pennsylvania, excuse me. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Hey, Tom, excuse me. Pleasure to speak to you as always. I know you've talked about the gas prices and Saudi Arabia manipulating them and getting them higher in time for the election. And right now they've gone down actually. So my two part question is: do you think it's too late for them to do anything to get them higher right now before the election? And two, is it anything that President Biden has done to kind of outmaneuver them?
Yeah. There are apparently three primary reasons why gas prices are low right now. Number one, large parts of the world are in recession as a result of inflation and their attempts to control inflation. And so you see, a reduction in demand, a slight reduction in demand as a result of that. That's the reason that is most often given in the media. I believe that there are a couple of other, far more important reasons. Number one, 5% of all cars sold in the United States right now are electric vehicles. 20% roughly of vehicles being sold in Europe are electric vehicles. 60% of the vehicles being sold in China right now are electric vehicles. Electric vehicles don't use fossil fuels. And so the demand for oil is going down because of that. And then number three, President Biden, when oil prices were really low 2 years ago, overfilled our strategic national petroleum reserve. And he has been releasing oil steadily from that reserve ever since the summer. And so I think that all these three things together are outweighing the efforts that the Russians and Saudis did when they, a year ago, announced that they were going to cut back production in anticipation of increasing oil prices. The world is just using less oil. And I think a large part of it, transportation is the second largest consumer of fossil fuels. And, with all these electric cars, the demand is dialing back, Brian.
All right, great. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Good talking to you, and thanks for the call. We're hitting the top of the hour here. I'll be back on the other side. Matthew Fox, Reverend Dr. Matthew Fox, is going to drop by and discuss his book on Donald Trump, the Antichrist. Seriously. Stick around. You're going to find this fascinating. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our statewide text to win green and gold contest continues. Dr. Laura Hanks here with public service announcement at 11:33. Don't miss it.
Matinee on air, weekday mornings at 10. It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.